Cuomo says the threats to the landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade make it imperative that New York codify the abortion rights in the decision into state law. He predicts that President Donald Trump's choices to serve on the high court will chip away at the ruling or try to overturn it altogether.
The president's nominees don't even pretend to be objective jurists. They've already announced their intention to impose their morality on the nation and roll back Roe v. Wade, disrespecting a woman's fundamental right to make her own health choices and rolling back women's liberties, which have been in place for over 32 years. We have to stop this federal assault. We have to pass the Reproductive Health Act and the Contraceptive Care Act, and we must do it in the first 30 days of the new session.
Robin Chappell Golston with Planned Parenthood Empire State Acts, the lobby group for the state's Planned Parenthoods, says it would be a relief to finally see the measure become law after years of gridlock that prevented its passage in the state Senate. The chamber will pass from the Republicans to the Democrats in January. There's already enough votes for the measure to pass in the Democratic-led state assembly.
We would like to pass it as soon as possible, especially with the threats that are continuously coming down from the federal level.
Abortion has been legal in New York since 1970, but Chappell Golston says the current laws are outdated.
With the times of change, it's become very antiquated, and we really relied on the protections of Roe v. Wade. And unfortunately, with the threats on the Supreme Court, we really do not have a strong state law to protect a woman's right, and so we feel that it's very important to update that law and make sure that it protects all women.
The nearly 50-year-old state law decriminalizes abortion procedures before 24 weeks of pregnancy, but it does not contain the protections under Roe v. Wade that also permit the procedure after 24 weeks if the health or life of the mother is threatened or if the fetus is determined to not be viable. Chappell Golston says even with the backing of Cuomo and Democratic majority leaders in the legislature for the Reproductive Health Act, there are still what she views as a number of threats to women's health brewing at the federal level. The Trump administration wants to prohibit health care providers who receive Title X funding from referring patients for abortions, known as the domestic gag rule. The change would also mandate that pregnant patients undergo counseling for adoption and foster care options.
I think there's a real attempt to move backwards for women's health, and it's really troubling and very, you know, on every front, they're trying to make basic contraception and birth control pills controversial, which is absurd and just no logic behind it. But at the same time, that is their agenda, and they're trying to do it at every turn.
Planned Parenthood also backs a bill known as the Comprehensive Contraception Coverage Act that would guarantee low-cost access to contraception for New York's women, including emergency contraception. It's also on the agenda for Cuomo in the legislature next year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.